Ridge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Christmas morning in Bethlehem, the original birthplace of Jesus scaled back amid the Israel-Hamas war. Bells ringing out, but no tree or festive Christmas lights in Manger Square. Instead of being packed with tourists and worshipers, dozens of Palestinian security forces are on patrol. In Gaza, continuing violence, at least 68 people killed by an Israeli airstrike. Journalists at a nearby hospital saw frantic Palestinians carrying the dead, including at least 12 women and 7 children, among them a baby. And sadly, more gun violence this Christmas. A man shot and killed at a mall in Ocala, Florida, with a manhunt for that shooter. The other at a mall in Colorado Springs, a fatality there after a fight broke out.
Two groups of people who were having a disagreement that got physical. First, there looked to be, a bit of a fist fight before the gunfire started.
Police spokesman Ira Cronin, he says multiple people are being questioned. This is ABC News. The ski season in some of the Sierra Nevadas is missing its main ingredient, snow. Lake Tahoe's snow report says snowpack levels are at half the normal amount.
Last year we had about 4 feet of snow, so everything was open, the whole mountain. Right now, we've had 17 inches the whole season.
That's Barrett Burgard, director of mountain operations at Heavenly Ski Resort. The weather, for the most part, has been cooperating with air travelers this holiday season, but there have been some issues, as ABC's Allison Kosick reports.
At Chicago's Midway Airport, nearly 40% of flights delayed this weekend due to intense fog.
I did not think that I would be sitting in this airport for 14 hours.
Southwest also canceling about 4 dozen flights.
I'm missing Christmas. The next direct flight they could get me isn't until Wednesday.
Passengers waiting hours for their bags, some choosing to leave the airport without them.
FlightAware reports more than 500 cancellations and more than 9,000 delays this weekend. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving. Though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is overturning the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordering new district boundary lines. The court ruled 4-3 for Democrats who argued the maps are unconstitutional because districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin ranks 49th among states for funding public health, according to the United Health Foundation. Dave Reinders runs the Buffalo County Health Department. He says most of his budget comes from local property taxes, which isn't enough for efforts like tobacco prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. What we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with community intensively.
Wisconsin's public health spending is supplemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by 2 touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in. But ultimately, we've talked about all year, it's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never
never quite got into a great rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day. Cloudy with rain today. Highs in the upper 40s this afternoon with some drizzle and fog throughout the day as well. Wind will be out of the northeast at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more rain. Could get between a half inch and an inch through tonight. Our low down to 39. Tomorrow, cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Welcome back to Up North News Radio, 7:06 on a Monday, October 30th. Nice to have you along here. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk to Missy Hughes of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to talk about Wisconsin being named a national technology hub and the potential launch pad it could be for the state's economic future, as well as the benefits that it can bring to our health care and to our own personal health moving forward. Along the way, our number is 844-967-2789. You can email us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. Selena Heller is with us as well as Greg Bach, who is joining us from Waukesha, where, if I hit the button right, I can bring in here. There you go. There's Greg now. Greg, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Okay, and okay, you've met Selena, Greg. Greg, Selena.
We go way back.
Good morning.
Okay, go way back at least, 8-9 minutes here. So that's
yes.
Just fine.
Trevor.
Selena, Up North News reporter based out of Eau Claire. But first story that we're going to talk about in terms of things that you've been covering for Up North News actually gets down closer to Greg's neck of the woods over in Brookfield, where we have a principal of the year. And by principal of the year, I don't mean the kind of principals Greg Bach and I couldn't possibly live up to. We're talking the the principal, P-A-L.
Yes.
Tell us more about him.
Yes. Andy Farley has been named the National Principal of the Year, and he's the principal of Brookfield East High School. And he's a very, knowledgeable. And I got a chance to talk with him on the phone for quite a while last week, and it was very inspirational to hear from him. He was one of three finalists from across the country, and he was selected. It was quite a lengthy process. Lots of items submitted on behalf of him from parents and students. So it was quite the process, and he was selected. And he said one of the things that he loves to do is, and that's important to him, his goal is to talk to each one of the kids in his school and learn about them and learn what their goals are, their pathways in life and their histories. And he just feels like those relationships are transformational for the kids. So he makes it a point for himself to try to do that. And so I think he is very deserving of this award, and he has 1,400 students in his high school. So that's quite a feat to try to get to know each one of them.
Yeah, without a doubt, especially since it puts a whole much more positive spin on the notion of what a principal is. And, you know, Greg can agree or disagree with me here, but, you know, long before, as kids, you don't think about the administrative tasks, you know, that a principal is running the school and there's paperwork and there's meetings. You know, the principal was, at least in my day, was the chief law enforcement officer. You did not want to get, it was one thing, you know, to be put, you know, sent to the corner or the hallway, but if you were sent to the principal's office.
No, thank you. Because my principals growing up were all nuns.
Yeah, see, that's where I was going. That's where I was going. And while I don't, I only did 1 year of Catholic school. My parents had both gone to Catholic school. My wife went to Catholic school, and they all have stories about the nuns. I mean, they would kick your butt if you stepped out of line, and you know nobody was going to stop them. And that's not, it's not what principals do these days. But that was kind of the impression we were given as kids, you know.
So scary a place, yeah. The principal's office.
This is
I think my background's a little different than yours, because I think when I went to the principal's office, it was, you know, because some award or something.
You were getting an award. Oh, my God. This is what we're dealing with here.
A whole different experience.
Another National Honor Society award. I couldn't possibly.
No, my locker is full. I can't hang another award on here. Poor Selena. But I am glad to see that, because, you know, a teacher's work is hard enough. And any kind of support that you can get, not just from teachers' aides or parents, but from the principal as well, whatever turns that into a more positive experience is a good thing. So it sounds like you were definitely impressed talking to the principal and getting a feel for what leads to awards like these.
Oh my goodness, yes. He had so much to say, and you could tell, you know, those people in those positions are so caring and care so much about their students. So very deserving.
That's awesome. The next story that you're going to talk about deals with farm-to-table restaurants. But before I get to that, just the whole notion of cooking, I have to say that winter cooking has kicked into high gear here, at least here this weekend. I am an addict to the Instapot. And have made my first batch of white chicken chili for the season. Turned out so good. And it's also time to bust out the cast iron skillets. I made a shepherd's pie. Now, before anybody calls in or writes in, you're going to hear from people, it's not shepherd's pie if it's made with, you know, ground beef. It's only if it's made with lamb. If it's made with ground beef, it's called something else. No, it's shepherd's pie. Okay.
Yeah, I would go with that too.
Nope, nobody's making it with lamb over here.
That was just like, I like you. That was your old man take there. Like, it's, I don't care what I put in it. It's a shepherd. Yeah. I'll put shepherd in it if I have to. It's shepherd pie.
It's got real bits of shepherd in there, so you know it works.
I have neither in my freezer, so it's gonna be a hamburger.
Yes, that. I love that. I saw a display of Busch Light in the grocery store one day. It was like the first Instagram video I think I ever did. And it just happened to come upon me that there was two kinds. There was apple, and then there was one that was dedicated to farming. And so I had the video on the one that said, you know, Busch Light with apple. It's got bits of real apple, so you know it's good. And I moved the camera over here. This one, Busch Light Farmer. It's got bits of... And they go, oh my God, this is terrible. No, no, somebody tell somebody.
It's the only Busch Light Derek Van Orten would drink.
whatever helps the farm bill. Yes. Well done. All right, let's get to the farm to table restaurants instead, Selena.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I focused on the ones that are actually open now here in Western Wisconsin, because we know there are kind of a whole array of them in the summertime, which is a whole different batch because they're open air farms to go to. And you have a whole different experience of seeing the beautiful Wisconsin countryside. So those have since closed. So now we can still go to farm to table restaurants in the wintertime. And there's a whole batch of them in Western Wisconsin. We've got the Lakely, the Informalist, the Good Wives, and those are all in Eau Claire. Restore Public House in La Crosse, Table 65, New Richmond, the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua, and there are so many more than that. And what's neat about them is a lot of them on their menus or in the they have a list on the back of the menu where their items are sourced from, so local farms. So whether that be meat or greens or watermelons or anything like that, you can tell where the items are sourced. And that those support local farmers, of course. So pretty neat places.
It is. It's a nice setup because, again, when you can be locally sourced, so many restaurants, you know, rely on, you know, wholesale distributors. And so... I'm being I'm being a little too harsh when I say that some restaurants, it just feels like they backed up the Cisco truck and they're serving, yeah, you know, whatever comes off the back of it. Mm-hmm. Again, nothing, you can't get everything local necessarily. There's a time and a place for distributors, but again, the more localized we can make these things, the more that we can lift up not just farms, but, you know, producers of all types of, you know, meat and everything else. You know, that's good for local economies, and it's got to be healthier too.
Well, right, and that's one of the points too. It's healthy, of course, like you mentioned. It just all circles back into the economy, so it helps so many different things, and there's so many positive benefits from supporting farm-to-table restaurants. Mm-hmm. And the farmers themselves.
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't know the situation in Waukesha there, Greg, in terms of farm-to-table, though I will say, just in listening to one of the promos down there, you know, that clearly you guys are very proud of your farmer's market in Waukesha.
Oh, we love ourselves a farmer's market. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I got one here in Waukesha. I live in Kenosha. We got one there. Two actually really nice ones. It's just, it's lovely.
Good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, we're at 7:15 now, actually 7:16 now. And because we're doing the whole new setup with Greg over at the Waukesha studio instead of the Madison one, we may or may not get Jen in here from Weatherology with a forecast. Greg's just going to jump right in if in fact Jen is on the line. I'm just going to say temperatures right now are 30 degrees colder than they were this point on Friday. And they're going to stay good and chilly for a good long time. And let's see, Greg, was that Jen by chance on there? All right. Well,
Jen.
All right. Let's bring Jen on right now and find out just how, if we're going to keep the cold weather here along for quite a while. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. And it does look like essentially that's kind of the case here for today and tomorrow, those cooler temperatures. Today, sunny skies for most, a bit more cloud cover around Amory and Baldwin. Looks like highs in the mid to upper 30s for everyone, well below average for this time of the year, as most should be around about the low to mid 50s instead. We saw that cold front push through the area here, or through the state here over the weekend, so cool temperatures sticking around for today and tomorrow. For tonight, a chance for snow coming in for everyone. Accumulating snow expected around Wausau, west central Wisconsin, an inch or two possible for those locations. Then for Tuesday, still a chance for some snow across the board, mostly during the morning hours from Wisconsin Rapids northward, with skies becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon. Then throughout the daytime hours of snow for southern Wisconsin, looks like 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulating potentially around Oshkosh down to Waukesha and Milwaukee. Highs tomorrow pretty similar to today, mid to upper 30s once again. Midweek Wednesday, sunny skies closer to Lake Michigan, otherwise partial sunshine develops for everyone else. Still mid-30s around Amory and Baldwin to Wausau, then upper 30s to low 40s for everyone else as a warm front begins to push through. Thursday, sunshine for most, little more cloud cover around west central Wisconsin, mid to upper 40s from Oshkosh southward, upper 30s to low 40s from Wisconsin Rapids north. And then to round out the work week here on Friday, cloudy skies for all, a few spotty rain chances in the afternoon for Baldwin and Amory, otherwise low 50s for southern Wisconsin, then lingering in the 40s for the rest of the listening areas.
And then in terms of that snow, I mean, is this something that we're going to see on all surfaces, or is it just mostly grassy surfaces, or are we going to look at a possible need to be careful on the roads?
Need to be careful on the roads, especially overnight tonight into early tomorrow morning.
Okay. Keep that in mind for your driving and for your trick-or-treating as well. Jennifer Puchitsky from Weatherology. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks to you.
All right, and 7 a.m. temperatures include 19 in Hayward and just, 18 degrees in Park Falls, 22 here on Lake Wissota, 28 Green Bay, La Crosse 27, Oshkosh 27, Waukesha 27 degrees as well. More with Selena Heller and Greg Bach. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
And your friends, baby, they treat you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Christmas morning in Bethlehem, the original birthplace of Jesus, scaled back amid the Israel-Hamas war. Bells ringing out, but no tree or festive Christmas lights in Manger Square. Instead of being packed with tourists and worshipers, dozens of Palestinian security forces are on patrol. In Gaza, continuing violence, at least 68 people killed by an Israeli airstrike. Journalists at a nearby hospital saw frantic Palestinians carrying the dead, including at least 12 women and 7 children, among them a baby. And sadly, more gun violence this Christmas. A man shot and killed at a mall in Ocala, Florida, with a manhunt for that shooter. The other at a mall in Colorado Springs. A fatality there after a fight broke out.
Two groups of people who were having a disagreement that got physical. First, there looked to be, a bit of a fist fight before the gunfire started.
Police spokesman Ira Cronin, he says multiple people are being questioned. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be new legislative districts for the Wisconsin State Legislature next year. That's after the state Supreme Court Friday ruled 4-3 that Republican-drawn maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous. They also argued that lawmakers violated the separation of powers doctrine. A child in Wisconsin has died from RSV. The State Department of Health isn't providing any more details than that. Health experts say cases of respiratory infections like RSV, flu, and COVID are spiking in Wisconsin. The weather is unseasonably mild, with high temperatures in the 40s and a chance of rain in much of Wisconsin. It could be foggy enough at times this weekend to make driving hazardous. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It is going to be a warm and wet Christmas day, cloudy with rain today, highs in the upper 40s this afternoon with some drizzle and fog throughout the day as well. Wind will be out of the northeast at about 10 to 20. Tonight, more rain, could get between a half inch and an inch through tonight. Our low down to 39, tomorrow cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Christmas morning in Bethlehem, the original birthplace of Jesus, scaled back amid the Israel-Hamas war. Bells ringing out, but no tree or festive Christmas lights in Manger Square. Instead of being packed with tourists and worshipers, dozens of Palestinian security forces are on patrol. In Gaza, continuing violence, at least 68 people killed by an Israeli airstrike. Journalists at a nearby hospital saw frantic Palestinians carrying the dead, including at least 12 women and 7 children, among them a baby. And sadly, more gun violence this Christmas. A man shot and killed at a mall in Ocala, Florida, with a manhunt for that shooter. The other at a mall in Colorado Springs. A fatality there after a fight broke out.
Two groups of people who were having a disagreement that got physical. First, there looked to be, a bit of a fist fight before the gunfire started.
Police spokesman Ira Cronin, he says multiple people are being questioned. This is ABC News. The ski season in some of the Sierra Nevadas is missing its main ingredient, snow. Lake Tahoe's snow report says snowpack levels are at half the normal amount.
Last year we had about 4 feet of snow, so everything was open, the whole mountain. Right now, it's, you know, we've had 17 inches the whole season.
That's Barrett Burgard, director of mountain operations at Heavenly Ski Resort. The weather, for the most part, has been cooperating with air travelers this holiday season, but there have been some issues, as ABC's Allison Kosick reports.
At Chicago's Midway Airport, nearly 40% of flights delayed this weekend due to intense fog.
I did not think that I would be sitting in this airport for 14 hours.
Southwest also canceling about 4 dozen flights.
I'm missing Christmas. The next direct flight they could get me isn't until Wednesday.
Passengers waiting hours for their bags, some choosing to leave the airport without them.
FlightAware reports more than 500 cancellations and more than 9,000 delays this weekend. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Barron.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hope US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Terry Bell joins us now, Civic Media News Director from Madison. Greg Box here from Waukesha. And Terry, you and Greg, I assume, have chatted. How many more introductions do I have to do with you, Greg? I just don't know.
Well, All right, Pat.
I'm trying to be nice.
Terry, I'm Greg. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I think we've crossed paths remotely before.
Yeah, but we've seen each other on the Zooms.
See, yeah. Here's the thing. When you're building a big old radio network and you're building it through all these Zooms and virtual studios and everything, we only got like the entire team together once, and it was last Christmas, and roughly 50% of the workforce caught COVID as a result of it. So, you know, we haven't really done much all together since then, but I'm hoping we can rectify that eventually.
Yeah.
At which point, when you ever notice when that happens, what's the first thing when everybody says, oh, you look different? And what they mean is, oh, you're larger than I thought, or you're taller, or you're shorter, or whatever.
Oh, you're a big boy.
Yeah. Yes. Or, wow, there's a lot more gray in there than I was expecting.
My mom does that all the time. She says, she goes, oh, you got more gray in your beard than you used to. I'm like, you say that every time I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just mean. Yeah. This is mean.
I know. Well, and Terry and I, of course, having both worked at Channel 13, we have the photographic evidence. We're always looking back and people going, oh, I remember you from TV. And we're like, how can you tell looking at us now compared to how we looked then, you know?
Oh, my goodness, right.
That was some time back. How was your weekend, Terry?
I had a really nice weekend. There was plenty to do. You've probably talked about this. I haven't had a chance to listen in, but one thing that really struck me this weekend, and I almost put this in the three things, just how moved people are by Matthew Perry's death.
Yes.
Outpouring was surprising to me somewhat. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but people were really, really affected by that.
Oh, yes. I mean, because you knew that he was having struggles with addiction and that his health had taken quite a toll after that. But it does make it no less shocking, and that's that is the unfortunate part. The Badger volleyball team,
oh boy,
which we always talk about every week. They won both of their matches over the weekend, including sweeping Minnesota yesterday. But I have to admit, Terry, when I mentioned it on Friday that they're going to be on TV, I saw on the schedule it said Fox FS2, and I thought they must mean Fox Sports 2. No, they actually meant Fox. That was the first time Fox has ever aired nationally on the network a volleyball match.
I think it's a great step forward. Women's sports, NCAA sports, is really having a moment. Nebraska's big events at their football stadium a couple of months ago. shattered records. Iowa, the University of Iowa, did something similar with the women's basketball team, and that was a huge success. The Badgers are responsible for a couple of attendance records so far this season in some of the arenas they've played, including Fiserv Forum. People are really catching on and seeing what a great product NCAA women's sports is, and they are rightfully winning a lot of fans. I suspect a lot of people tuned into that match yesterday. It was probably the first time they'd ever seen a volleyball match on TV, and I suspect they had a lot of fun watching it, even though it was not a close game. It was an exciting game, a lot of exciting rallies.
I think anytime somebody's exposed to it the first time, though, they just go, wow, there's a lot more talent. And it's not in the same way that when you see the beach volleyball in the Olympics and things like that, that this is a whole different animal, and there's just so much skill there. All right, let's turn our attention to three things to know to start the week. First is the latest on the Israel war against Hamas and the starting of a ground incursion into Gaza.
Yep, that happened on Friday. Right now, it seems that the death toll in Gaza is up over 8,000 people. That's the most recent number I could glean. But things are getting more violent, more dire, not only with the violence, but the breakdown of the social order. People are raiding warehouses of food. Civilians are getting really desperate in all kinds of ways. And it just speaks to what a tragic situation this war is all around. So, yeah,
without a doubt. And I think it's something that'll be with us for a while here. Number two on three things to know is about how several states, Wisconsin included, are suing Meta, the parent company of Facebook. And that's really kind of about protecting our kids in the areas of things like online addiction, right?
Well, especially, and kids are so susceptible to this. I mean, if I suspect a lot of people listening use social media, but you're always getting these push notifications. Your phone is going off, letting you know that there's something happening on this app or that app, which may not actually be anything of any consequence. But these features are built in to keep your attention, hold your attention, and these attorneys general, including Wisconsin's Josh Call, 33 attorneys general in all, are suing because they maintain it's been really bad for kids in particular and taking a real toll on their mental health in terms of, you know, how much of their, you know, teenage self-esteem is fragile to begin with, and then you add all this pressure to it. And also, you know, there was a memo from a couple of years ago from Meta executives that they shared, saying they absolutely knew about all this. Mm-hmm. Now the company says they've taken steps to improve this situation, but still these attorneys generals are saying not enough is being done.
And very quickly, the third thing is that there is now a winter heating cost forecast, I say, as it's 22 degrees up here on Lake Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The good news is that prices are going down somewhat. The bad news is this still is forecasting maybe the third most expensive winter on record. Fuel prices are stabilizing somewhat, but still quite volatile.
All right, Terry. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Hey, Greg, thank you so much. Hope day one went all right.
I'm giving myself a solid B. Tomorrow will be A+.
Awesome.
Yes.
See, I like that attitude. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. We've got Earl Ingram coming up next across much of the Civic Media Network. Chad Holmes in Wausau, Stephanie Miller in Madison, James in Wisconsin Rapids. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.